Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Everyman Show. A little audio problem there. Anyway, listen, this is the Everyman Show. My name is Alan Eric DeBoss. You can friend me on Facebook, and I am your host this evening, as in every evening, as this is the Everyman Show, which, is, of course, is my show and is my First Amendment right to do this show on blogtalkradio.com. Well, you know, there's a lot of discussion today about Jade Helm on the social media. Everybody's talking about tyranny, and everybody's talking about military on the streets. And, you know, I told a few people on the radio over here, the local, here in Delaware, 5 years ago that this was going to happen. 5 years ago that they were moving forward with the, well, let's just say, posse comitatus is, like, not happening. It's over. The Patriot Act wiped that out. And, of course, you know, when Obama signed the NDAA overnight on a Sunday and said he wouldn't, well, we saw that coming from, oh, I don't know, somewhere over the rainbow. Well, it's in Texas. It's in Utah. It's in California. It's supposed to start on, I think it's June 15th or July 15th. And when you read on it, a lot of Marines will tell you that they call this the, you know, Jade Helm is the green weenie. Well, you don't want to volunteer for the green weenie because there's a very good possibility that you'll get hurt or killed. So here they are, here it's happening, and they're telling us that it's not going to, you know, enter us into martial law. And, of course, what we saw in Baltimore was after they gave them space to destroy, well, we know that they did declare martial law. That's what a curfew is. A curfew is martial law. And you saw people beaten, guys riding around on bicycles, taunting people, getting shot by rubber bullets. Pepper sprayed, broken bones, black eyes, busted faces. Well, because that's what they do. You know, Jade Helm goes back to 1961. You know, I have a book, and it's called The Reinvention, Reinventing Government. It's Fast Bullets and Cultural Changes. And, of course, this is a UN, UNESCO, NATO document. Goes back to 1985. And, yeah, okay, it was printed by the John Birch Society there. Well, you know, look, anybody who's pro-American, I don't care how staunch they are, I'm all for it. We have been, as Alex Jones puts it, we have been captured. You know, a lot of liberals will tell you, well, you know, you just can't have freedom. You can't have freedom of speech. Look what they're doing to Pamela Geller after this shooting in Texas. They're blaming her. They're not blaming the Islamist, ISIS-connected terrorist from Arizona that we now find out that the FBI has been watching for over a year. Gee, that's weird, isn't it? But, well, they're not blaming them. No. They want to blame Pamela Geller for having a cartoon exhibit with a $10,000 prize to make, well, make cartoons about Muhammad. I sold at a local auction here five books from Chicago Tribune from World War II. Cartoons, satire, some of it funny, some of it very serious, about with these same issues. Well, let's just face it, cartoons are happening. I was brought up on Bugs Bunny and Porky Pig, and I'm 58 years old, and I have to admit, when I look back at those little innuendos on those cartoons, you have to admit, everything we're dealing with, everything we're dealing with happened back then. I told you on last night's show that I had a 1965 Life magazine pile. And, of course, everything is there. This is the 50-year paradigm. It's a 50-year paradigm shift that I talked about 4 years ago on local radio. And they said, well, you know, I don't know if I want to talk about that. And then other hosts said, man, you know, you're right on. You ought to have your own show. So I kind of do that on 106.5 WRBG Radio on Sunday when Captain Redleg is ready. We do it together. I haven't been over there in about 3 or 4 weeks because he fell and hurt himself really bad. He's a veteran who he has nightmares still to this day. He's 65 years old. And he fell out of bed and busted his face. But look, getting back to the issue here, ladies and gentlemen, who doesn't know that Barack Obama is basically Mao? He's a modern-day Maoist. He's a Marxist. We know he's a Muslim. We know his father was Franklin Marshall Davis. We know for a fact that he was not, well, let's just say he was not elected by anyone who would really, anybody in intelligence who knows electronic voting is a lie, the promised software, it's backdoor, they wipe out 10 million votes in 15 seconds. You know, and then there's Romney up there, and of course, you know, we know that Bain Capital laundered all of the hush money from 9/11 to all the members of Congress, judges, mayors, governors, and this is a nightmare from hell. Not the nukes weren't scary, taking down the World Trade Center, according to Gordon Duff and the Snowden documents, but let's just face it, it's not over. We've been in this now for 14 years. This country's been at war for 222 years nonstop. 200 years since the British put people in churches, chained the church shut with pregnant women, babies, you know, old people, the whole nine yards in 1814, and they burned the church to the ground. Well, who doesn't know that the Brits aren't savages when they want to be? Who doesn't know that MI6 and MI5, heavily involved in 9/11? I hate to tell you, Mossad heavily involved in 9/11. And the Saudi Arabian Prince Bandar, him and Tony Blair, well, they let's just say they shorted their stocks 3 days before the event of 9/11. And we know that 35 investigators in the Pentagon were killed, and it was cruise missile, and Putin shows us the video. Now, why would they doctor a video and start that? Well, they wouldn't. And Putin, for the last couple of years, has been pretty hot on the political scene globally. Now they want to bring in the TPP, and China's all ramping up. And look, the whole world has nukes. I believe Iran already has nukes. It sucks. But Jade Helm, folks, for anybody who wants to tell the truth and doesn't give a damn, will tell you it's a monster of a nightmare. Now, I just got off Facebook and looking at a few articles there from the Revelations and, the Revolution and some of the other ones, the Patriot. There are ISIS strongholds over the border of Texas, 8 miles and 5 miles from the border in various areas. These guys have been coming across as huge drug smuggling, human trafficking. These cartels, look, I told you like 6 months ago that the FBI, they literally came out and said, yes, we have been allowing drugs to cross the border. We have been in cahoots with these cartels, the Zenlo cartels, and we made trillions and trillions of dollars on this over the last decade, and no ifs, ands, or buts that the Bank of America and Wells Fargo laundered the money, and they paid a little money to the government, and poof, that's it. That's why they took the bankers from the World Trade Center on a junket on September 10th, and Warren Buffett sponsored that because you got to protect these bankers, and they're protecting the bankers when you know that, 23 of them are jumping out of buildings over there in London off the 8th floor and killing themselves. Well, you know something's up. And Karen Hudis says that we're in for the reset July 15th. Well, they are preparing for massive, massive civil unrest here in the United States. We saw what happened in Baltimore over hearsay, over lies. We know that the videos were confiscated from various corner stores. Asian people that own these stores said, yeah, they come, they take my video, they take all the equipment. I don't know what they're doing. I don't get it back. I don't know. And this is the route that they took Freddie Gray on. Freddie Gray's not the issue. Michael Brown's not the issue. Trayvon Martin is not the issue. The issue is that Barack Obama and Al Sharpton have met over 50-plus times in the White House. We know that Al Sharpton is a paid instigator. We know that George Soros funded $33 million to various groups that Al Sharpton is involved in. And Al Sharpton owes $4.5 million in taxes, and he's still walking around like a little bobblehead. Did you ever see this guy was 400 pounds? They busted him, well, let's just say with the cocaine that, of course, the government smuggles in on C-130s, but that's neither here nor there. I mean, after all, they put Raphael Edmonds in jail after, somebody got shot by a cop. They got him off the street. And then here comes Al Sharpton, and he's the next guy in line. And Freeway Ricky Ross will tell you that when they invented in government labs crack cocaine, okay, crack cocaine in government labs, Freeway Ricky Ross made, he sold $300 million worth of cocaine. And that was, you know, some days he was doing $3 million a day. Henry Vincent comes out and writes the book and tells you that cocaine, the amount of cocaine that congressmen and top officials were doing in Operation Brown Star. This is Barney Frank's apartment. Well, let's just say the cocaine could wrap around the earth five times, probably around the sun a couple of times, by the truckloads, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake. And I told you a year ago that when my cousin Edward died on 13th of April, he suddenly exploded in an apartment in Silver Spring. I could not have a relationship with him. I think I had met him and been around him maybe a dozen times back in the mid-80s, and I told him to get lost. He was a very dangerous, dangerous person and heavily involved in these cartel, racketeering, drug smuggling issues. No ifs, ands, or buts about it, because when he got busted, it was on Fox News. They said the aunt, my house belonged to my aunt. They mentioned names. They showed Edward's face. And 5 days later, well, poof, no charges, no jail time. Nobody got in trouble. I mean, the audacity of growing 7-foot marijuana plants at 1515 Webster Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., which was my Aunt Sophie's house. Who would do that? What kind of a moron would believe in the middle of the city you could grow a marijuana field of high grade? Oh, Edward was a major professional in this business, folks. And get away with it. Well, 5 days later, it was done. He hired a man named Vogel, was his attorney. And, well, you know, Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know that that's an occult area, if you don't know that Washington, D.C. is virtually a satanic occult, in my opinion, right down to the pentagram, I mean the Pentagon, well, then you're just not paying attention, okay? So here we have ISIS across the border in Texas. Two people got their brains blown out because, well, of course, they believed that they were going to make a difference in it. Cops were stupid, and, well, they probably can't shoot anyway, so the cop gets shot in the leg, and two guys literally get cut in half, because that's what cops do. That's what good cops do to bad guys. Not these police we're seeing chaining up in front of everybody in the world, five-year-old mental patients, shooting people in wheelchairs, beating people to death. And just today, there seems to be an indictment coming down the pike from Dover, Delaware, where a cop kicked this guy in the face repeatedly, broke his jaw, and now he's being indicted. But they're washing that out. They're saying it may not stick. Oh, believe me, I know where I'm at. I know that Delaware is a socialist state. I also will tell you that 1,600 Nazis in Operation Paperclip resided right up here in northern Delaware and South River, New Jersey. They lived out their lives, and they still do. That's right. Read John Loftus, American Nazi Secrets. And, well, you just get yourself a brain full of that and then go eat a gallon of ice cream and sit in the dark. Yeah, that's fun. Yes, sir, buddy. I prefer the Napoleon. Yeah, you want to get some flavors in there while you're panicking. Moving on. What else is in the news? Yeah, Pamela Geller, you know, they're after her. They're saying it's all her fault. She has been a staunch, staunch fighter. As they annihilate Christians, murder Christians and Jews, cutting their heads off, running around, they've got themselves some brand new boots and some brand new fatigues and some brand new AK-47s and some really groovy flags and all the perfect, perfect Hollywood quality video you want to watch. Well, that's called MKUltra, folks. Well, nothing is secret anymore. Yeah, Barack Obama said we're going to be transparent. Pretty opaque there in the old whitish house. Loaded with Muslim Brotherhood and Valerie Jarrett and all their cronies, and I'm sure they're going to have another Alice in Wonderland party. Yeah, and Barack is the, well, he's the Mad Hatter. And I'm sure that, well, if you go watch the video where they said these pies are so great, they got to have crack in them. You know, you just can't make this stuff up, folks. He's a crackhead, okay? Well-known Zoom gang. You got constantly reading about people saying this guy was an evil, crazed maniac that never went to class, always stoned, always talked about, well, taking over America. Is Barack Obama a CIA plant? Is this how they rattle the bees out of their nest? You betcha. Well, of course he didn't get real laws passed. He had to pass executive orders, which fall flat on their face with the next administration and then Obamacare. You know, Nancy Pelosi's in hiding, folks. Nancy Pelosi's not showing her face now that the State of the Nation documents about 9/11 and nukes and the Pentagon 35 investigators being killed. It wasn't an airplane. There's no plane in Pennsylvania. Eight of these terrorists have been seen, and they're still alive and breathing. We don't know where the other 11 are, but I'll bet they're out there somewhere. Old Muhammad Atta, he's probably hanging out in Canada somewhere. But back to this ISIS thing, you know, Alex Jones, Michael Savage doesn't get it too much, but, you know, they were on yesterday, and boy, Michael Savage is writing his last book, you know, he's got this Jack Hatfield character, and he won't talk about it on his show, but he writes books to give you the messages. Stop the Coming Civil War, The Road to Mecca, or whatever it is, this next one he's writing. Well, Alex Jones pulls out all the stops. But he, too, is in literal meltdown mode. Endless, constant barrage. They want to get him off the air. They've got George Soros out there buying a lot of his affiliates and shutting down his voice. They're not going to shut Alex Jones down in Austin, Texas. But they'll buy his affiliates and turn him off. And that's somewhat happening from what I understand what he was saying today. So after 20 years, 21 years of warning us, over and over. I just discovered him 6 years ago. Okay, I like InfoWars. I like Dr. Savage. I like Mark Levin. I like Andy Parks. I like Laura Ingraham. I like Ann Coulter. I do not want to masturbate to Fox News. Okay? Not going to look at streetwalkers. Well, that's my opinion, who call themselves journalists, work for Fox News. Because we all know what Rupert Murdoch is. He's a little perv. $2.1 billion in taxpayer money goes to Fox News every year. Boy, is that, I mean, what do they do with the money? You know how much money $1 billion is? I've held in my hands $35,000 at one time. $10,000 is 3/4 of an inch high. You know, some of these cartels, they don't bother counting it. They just weigh the loot. That's right. Man, what are you going to do? And I'll tell you, sometimes I just sit here and I pet my doggie. And I have got a little cat walked in here 2 weeks ago, and she's so adorable. I'm in the country out of nowhere, and this little cat walks in hungry as she can be. She can't be more than 4 or 5 months old, and I'm trying to do my best getting her a little food. I'm broke. But such is life. And then, of course, man, you know, have you ever sat and watched a hummingbird feeder? I had no clue that it could be this much fun to put sugar in water and watch hummingbirds fly around. But, it, an analogy. America is this hummingbird feeder. And these hummingbirds come and they fill themselves up with this sweet nectar and they go buzzing off as fast as they can. And they're just adorable beyond belief. And that's what people that come to this country expect. I see much more nefarious things for these, well, I don't like to call them illegal aliens. I like to call them the wayward nomads from nowhere land. Don't have a prayer. The government's propping them up. Hillary Clinton is talking about amnesty. She wants to be in the White House so bad she can taste it. The most evil, most maniacal woman in politics ever. The Bonnie and Clyde of politics and Washington, D.C. and global fleecing of charity and goodwill are the Clintons. Beyond the scope of imagination, They take money from people that murder their daughters and behead their wives. Cannot make it up. That's right. The oily ones. I don't know how they walk around in that white garb all the time and don't get any on. I mean, have you ever noticed? I mean, they just never get any oil on them. How can that be? They're floating in it. Well, not really, because they say that Saudi Arabia is kind of peeking out there on the good stuff and everything else is crap, so we don't want it. But that's neither here nor there. I won't talk about oil today. They did with oil what they did with gold and what they did with the housing market. And the only thing I will tell you is that a global reset is scheduled for July 15th. We are out of bankruptcy now. We're not being held hostage anymore by these UN, NATO, UNESCO people. I don't know how that ever happened to begin with, but whatever. Karen Hudis says that we are now going back to the gold standard. China has bought huge amounts of gold. We have, what do they say, 8,000 metric tons of gold. And if you put it in your pockets and try to swim across the moat, you're not going to float. You're going to wind up on the bottom, golden fish food for goldfish. Anyway, I want to thank you for listening to the Everyman Show. Again, my name is Alan Eric Dabosky, and you can friend me on Twitter. I don't do Twitter anymore. I'm done with Twitter. It's so stupid. I mean, it's just repeating the same old crap, and then you got the trolls. They want to harass you. You know, and of course, if you go on there and get, you know, if you put something stupid on there, you get a knock on the door. Well, they've already been here, and they said, "You're not a threat. You're not a threat," he says. I said, "Well, you bought my binoculars for $15 from my yard sale. How am I going to watch anybody now?" He says, "Use your scope." I said, "What's the matter? I got bad breath?" I hate scope. I don't use mouthwash. Get the fluoride out of your body, ladies and gentlemen. Get the fluoride away, away. Speaking of Baltimore, you know, 40% higher lead in the water than government regulations. Isn't that crazy how lead is an absolute toxin beyond the scope of imagination? 3,000 Indians wiped out in just a few days with lead paint back in the day. Back in the day when we were fighting the Indians, the people that actually, well, the indigenous populations of this country, we wiped them out. So the indigenous populations of Iraq and Afghanistan, Syria, and the whole Middle East would be wiped out. How grotesque. How hostile. How aggressive and disgusting. Not in my name. I, Alan Eric Dabosky, do not approve of this war. I don't care if it's Zionists, Rothschilds, and it's the KM. It's a Zionist mafia, okay? All right, the Kardashian mafia. It sounds like Kardashian mafia. Maybe they're mafia. Maybe Kardashians are mafia. How can people be that beautiful? I don't know. Poor Mr. Bruce Jenner. Sir, do not lop off your penis. You're going to regret it. You're going to miss it. It's your best friend sometimes when nobody else is around. Winky, winky, if you know what I mean. I wonder if he uses his left hand or right hand. I'm kidding. Anyway, good thing this is Blog Talk Radio. I can say what I want. I can do what I want. I can be what I want. I hope I don't get droned. Have you had a drone fly over your house? You'll recognize a drone as this white light floats through the sky. Slowly over your house, you'll know it's a drone, not an airplane. So they heard my show. They heard me, you know, babbling a year and a half ago. As a matter of fact, yeah, August of 2013, I started this crazy, crazy blog talk thing here, and I've had a few hits from New York and here and there saying, "We got a job for you." I'm like, no, not going to New York City to work for the liberal media. Nope. No, I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to go. No. I'm glad we can still say that. While Biden tells black people they want to put you back in chains. Well, I believe it. You know, old Joe, he just, you know, it spurts out of his mouth. You know, he just kind of says things and then backtracks it, backwalks it, because let's face it, he's mentally ill. Can't have that happen to your family. You can't be put into politics by the mafia, the Epstein people up there in New Jersey, knowing that, you know, look, let's just face it, man, the Nazis are there. They put Joe into office and they kept him there. Now they've got Coons in there, and they've had Tom Carper in there. Tom Carper hasn't spoken since this horrible book about Project Brown Star. Herbert Walker Bush, Dick Cheney, George W. Bush, all of these congressmen, he says 40% of congressmen were having sex with underage orphans, snorting lines of cocaine. And you know what's amazing? This one time, Edward and I, back in 1985, like I said, I hung out with him a few times. You know, we did a few things together, but really, what a criminal. Stole jobs from me. He was just a mess. And, of course, after that issue with, getting busted, I never talked to him again. I said, leave me alone, go away, stay away. But he told me, he says, you know, man, you wouldn't believe what we do. We used to go into a place, Nathan's in Georgetown, all kinds of people, politicians, every kind all kinds, snorting lines, 5 feet long, 2 inches tall. And you would listen to him say that. And you listen to him talk about, man, you wouldn't believe what they do. And his eyebrows would go up and down and his eyes would get real bright. He said, man, some of that stuff, I just couldn't do it. No way. Edward was mafia. Edward was connected. He ate lunch with Meyer Lansky, what, once a month back in the 70s, 60s and 70s. They got him right out of high school. He had a brand new XKE Jaguar, a green one, I'll never forget it, and a beautiful model friend. He was 17 years old, walking around with knots of money that could choke a mule. And he threatened to kill my father because my father basically knocked him out one night. You know, being my aunt's son, my father's sister's son. So, you know, this stuff, you know, though it's far away and decades old, I still remember. I've talked to you about my aunt being murdered in 1959 on Rittenhouse Street when Kissinger came to town. You know, her being a Polish-Russian person of great, great, great wealth. Well, they hit the head of the family, and they really did her bad. My father found her 3 days later on a hot August day. All these things at 58 years old. I didn't have a political thought in my mind. There I am in D.C. 20 years, I'm a contractor. I'm working. I'm making money. I got Camaros, hot rods, Corvettes. I got a few nice houses, no friends, absolutely no one I would call a friend, but lots of people wanted to hang out with Al, okay? And I look back on this and I go, how did I miss it? Why didn't I get involved in this? Why didn't I go to college? I spent 2 months in college here and there. I think I had 12 credits, could not deal with the indoctrination. But how did I miss it? Why didn't my father ever sit me down and talk to me? He died at 53 years old in 1980. He went to the doctor a half dozen times for blood pressure, and it killed him. That and some other very nefarious family bad juju. But you need to have your head on a swivel, because what happened in Baltimore, ladies and gentlemen, was absolutely an operation. What happened to Freddie Gray, and we know the connections between the AG and his, you know, Freddie Gray's attorney being a, you know, we know who this, Stephanie Rollins Blake is. We know what she was. We know that Baltimore has been a black-run city for over 50 years. Bill Cunningham went into a tirade on Sunday night about these black-owned cities, these black-run political cities, black politicians with black police, black, you know, AGs, the whole court system, black judges, annihilating these black kids. The drugs come from the government. Don't forget it. I told you about thewilderness.com and Mike Rupert. I told you about Freeway Ricky Ross. Jerome Corsi. You know, Webster Tarpley talked about Bohemian Grove. You don't know who Bohemian Grove and Bilderberg are, you better find out. Keep your head on a swivel. It's been the Everyman Show. Until tomorrow night. Bye-bye.